From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. First-degree murder counts face a Dinsmore teen in connection with the shooting death of a man in October of last year. 18-year-old Dwayne Gillespie is accused of killing 68-year-old Richard Falk, who had been Gillespie's foster father at one point. Falk was found dead outside his home. Gillespie and a girl were found in Arcata a few days later. He's also charged with breaking into a woman's home in September 2017. He's expected back in court October 23rd for a preliminary hearing on the charges against him. We tell you from time to time about the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit's efforts, and the numbers add up. As the DEU wraps up the 2018 Cannabis Eradication Suppression Program, they're out with the results of their efforts. There were 65 operations conducted, 198,000-plus marijuana plants eradicated, 12,591 pounds of marijuana bud destroyed, 11,500 pounds of marijuana shake destroyed. Also, more than $3 million in currency seized, 14 arrests made, and 36 firearms seized. The grant is funded by the Drug Enforcement Administration with the intent to reduce domestic marijuana growing. Well, time will tell if any area residents were caught up in this. According to the Times Standard, roughly 1,500 drivers, including non-citizens, were erroneously registered to vote under the state's new motor voter program. Officials say it was a processing error that led to those registrations. Earlier, there had been a report that DMV assigned some 23,000 voters to political parties they didn't choose. Humboldt County Public Works will begin work to place a bridge over the storm-damaged area on Matole Road starting on October 16th. The road will be open, but expect delays of up to 2 hours. There will be flaggers in place, so be attentive to their directions. Work will begin with reinforcing the roadway to prepare for the bridge placement. The bridge itself tentatively scheduled to be installed on October 23rd. The road will be closed for about 4 hours during that installation, the exact date and time dependent on weather, among other things. And the City of Brookings advising property owners to inspect all above-ground private drainage ditches before winter to reduce loose debris and trash from entering into downstream storm conveyances, which cause flooding and drainage obstructions. During high rain events, city employees responded all hours to clear clogged drains. Items like yard clippings, basketballs, Christmas trees, and trash have been removed. Public awareness can help decrease the risk of localized flooding as a result. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.